Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. It's got a seed in the ground. It's working. Our favor. Hallelujah. Evangelists will play that off. The Lord lead her to play that all quite a bit. I say, Lord, you're doing something for your saints. So God bless. We're so excited to be back on the air the weekend. Everybody had a blessed weekend, and we're back Monday afternoon on a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we're empowering souls for destiny. That's the time. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And I'm your co-host today, Sister Ruby Larry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners. Trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. I read that out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time, and they overcame, and you can find that in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. With Minister Billy Burns, and that's a testimony time that you can go there on the line. Her line is 8 o'clock, I think, in the Carolinas, and you can be on the broadcast.
8 a.m.
Lead you to give a a.m. Lord, lead you to give a testimony. Please feel free to go. And early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And that's a corporate prayer where everybody call in can come on and you can pray 5-7 minutes as the Lord allow. We're normally on 30 minutes with some time the Lord have us to go over. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. It's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries with P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you also can listen online at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archived messages. We appreciate and we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard and me, Sister Ruby, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And if I said, I'll go back to Minister Billy's broadcast. It's Saturday morning, 5 a.m. California time, 8 a.m. Carolina time. So God bless. So with that, we go turn it over to our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans. Evangelist.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God. We certainly thank God for another opportunity and a privilege to come back on this line and fellowship with like-minded men and women of God. We certainly thank God for his mercy. We thank him for his grace. We thank him for Sister Ruby opening up for us on today. If I was able to sing a song today, I would sing, without him, I would be nothing. Without him, truly, I would fail. Without him, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I don't take him for granted. I thank him for his mercies being renewed every morning. Amen. I just bless him. I bless him. I thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in amen, and for supporting this ministry. Amen. Truly, we are here to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not here for chaos. We're not here for confusion. We're not here for envy and strife. We're not here to be judgmental. We're not here for denominations. We here because we love the Lord, and we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. So I bless the Lord for that today. I bless him for what he's doing. Amen. We're going to be talking this month, this whole month of August, we're getting ready for our citywide crusade. Amen. And this is a vision that God birthed in my spirit. Amen. So if he birthed it in my spirit, then you can't see what he's shown me. You don't know what he spoke into my spirit. Amen. So this is a vision that God birthed in my spirit. And guess what? I'm excited about it. And if nobody can see it, if nobody can feel it, if nobody get behind it, I know one thing. Anything that God has impregnated you with, and it's of God, it's going to be manifested. It will come into fruition. Amen. And so the season is now, and it's ripe. It's ripe. It's ripe. The Bible says the harvest is ready. It's ready. It's ripe. But the laborers are few. But God is calling in. Ah, hallelujah. He's calling in his people. Amen. Amen. If it ever was a time that we need to draw nigh to God, it is now. Not draw nigh to our flesh. Not be moved by our flesh, our emotions and our feelings, but it's time to be moved by God's Spirit. Amen. And that's the only thing that I'm interested in moving in. That's the only thing I'm interested in it moving me, is the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost dwelling on the inside. Hallelujah. So I give him glory, and I give him praise, and I give him honor. Amen. So we're going to be discussing this whole month. We're going to be discussing our theme for the crusade, and that is empowering souls for destiny. That's our theme. And the Lord put it in my spirit to have the speakers to come in, to come on and elaborate on this topic and get us ready. Get our minds ready. Amen. We're not just coming to fellowship with one another, but we're coming to impact this city. We're coming to impact our communities. We're coming to impact our families and our friends and our neighbors. Amen. Souls are dying every day. Amen. So we thank God for that. But before I get on into what God is going to allow us to share with you all today, I want to open up the lines, and I'm going to open up Sister Renita's line and see if she can open up with the word of prayer for us on today. This woman of God saw us on the social media, and she immediately messaged me, inboxed me, and asked me, how do I call in? And I gave her, I said, call in, we're online now. And she's been coming on faithfully supporting this broadcast and what we're doing. I've even had conversations with her where she's have offered to labor, to work. Amen. And that's what it's all about. It's about working out our own soul salvation. So we thank God for her. Thank God. I see I have the switchboard open. I probably won't be able to get back to it. But thank God for Sister T being with us again today. Amen. Again, always our co-hosts. Amen. I know this Blue Monday's for some people. Amen. But it's Marvelous Monday for me. Amen. So we're going to open up Sister Renita line and let her, if she's able to, open up with the word of prayer for us on today. God bless you, Sister Renita.
Hi, I can't. I'm at work. I called in. I got my earphones on.
All right. Well, we're going to go see Sister T. Amen. Well, we appreciate you. Amen. We're going to mute your line. Amen. We're going to see if Sister T is able to open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to go right on into our segment. Sister T?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise Him. Praise Him, woman of God. So good to hear you and so good to see you.
Yes, it's a blessing to be back on the line. I am in a space where I can open up in prayer.
All right, and I want you all to remember to continue to pray for Prophet Pastor Michael Lewis. We all know that last week he lost one of his precious daughters, Tracy Self, so we want to lift up that family and pray in all the bereaved families that have experienced loss this past week. Amen. Continue to remember the Mason family also. Amen. Sister T, go right ahead. Glory to God. We bless you.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
Father
you, God.
Father God, we just come to you. We come to you openly and honestly just to give you your praise, just to give you your glory, just to labor before you and to tell you how much we love you and appreciate you, Father God. Father, we thank you for yet another day. We thank you for yet another day, Father God. We thank you for life itself, for the breath of life, Father, in the name of Jesus. We don't take it for granted, Father God, that you allowed us to live another day. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father God. Father, we just ask you to bless this line on today, that you have a rain of earth that comes straight from heaven, that touches your people, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you use this line for your glory, Lord Jesus, not for the glory of man, but the glory of you, Lord Jesus, Father.
Thank you, Lord God.
We thank you because we love you, Lord. We thank you because we appreciate you, Lord. We thank you because you just turn our lives over to you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
it's
God.
About you, Father. It is about Jesus, Father. And we give you the glory for all that you've done.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for coming to your blood, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you all that you say and how much I thank you and how much I appreciate who you are. Well, you are always there. You're there loving on us. You're there helping us, Lord Jesus. We ask you to continue to cover our host on today, Father. Continue to bless her, Lord Jesus, even for her vision and her provision, Lord Jesus.
Glory.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that every need is met in regards to this conference, Father. That you meet her needs, even your personal needs, even your
Hallelujah.
Senior issues, Lord, that you can see us. Well, labor love, whatever prayer is not in vain. It's not
Thank
in vain,
you.
Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we lift up Mother Ruby to you today, Father God.
Thank
we
you,
lift
Lord
up
God.
All the
Hallelujah.
People on the line, even the mothers, the matriarchs that come on this line to teach, everybody that come
Thank
on this
you.
Line to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ask you to
Hallelujah,
bless their families,
God.
Their homes,
Thank
their
you.
Finances, their children, their grandchildren, Father God. Oh, Father, we just honor you today.
We honor you.
Glory. We lift
Hallelujah.
Up Tracy Self family today, Father. We lift
Thank
up our brother, Michael Lewis, Lord. Father, we ask you to touch him, Lord Jesus. Wrap your arms around his family and around him, Lord Jesus. Father, we just ask, Lord, even in the secret times, Father God, that you hold him and you comfort him now. He needs you now more than ever, Lord Jesus. Oh, we ask you to bless that family, Lord Jesus. Lay your hand upon them, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
let her leading us not be in vain, Lord Jesus. If someone comes to Christ and says, what must I do to be saved, Lord
Glory.
Jesus?
Glory.
Oh,
God.
Father, we thank you, Father.
We
thank
you,
Father, for all that you're doing, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless the spoken word on today, Father God. We know that the rain on earth straight from heaven, Lord Jesus. And we're going to receive it under the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We see the blood of Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus.
Glory, glory,
we appreciate
glory, glory.
Who you are. We honor you. We give you glory, Father. We claim miracles on today. We claim the miracles on today, Father. And lives will be changed today.
Hallelujah.
Will be changed today. Minds will be changed today.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We touch every broken place, every place that needs to be touched by you, Father.
Yes, God.
We give you the glory. We claim victory for today, Lord, in the name of
Jesus. God.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We give you the honor and the praise and the glory.
My help. All of my help come from the Lord. And that's who I'm resting in. That's who I'm resting in today, Sister T. I'm resting in the Lord. Because God is the one, hallelujah, that have made, hallelujah, my life what it is today. God is the one that picked me up out of a pit, a horrible pit, just not no regular pit. It wasn't a regular pit. It was a horrible pit that he pulled me out. And you don't think I'm going to give him some praise? You think I'm afraid of the devil? The devil be damned and everybody that's using. Everybody that he's allowing to be used. Hallelujah. I come against it in the name of Jesus. I bless the Lord for this opportunity. I bless the Lord for the people of God. I bless the Lord for those that are walking uprightly. I come against discord swords today. In the name of Jesus, the Bible said that the Lord says six things does he hate, and seven is an abomination. Discord souls, you're going to have your place in the lake. Hallelujah. I come against it in the name of Jesus. I'm a daughter. I'm an heir to the king. And I'm going to walk in it, baby. The Bible said, whom you yield your members to, that's who you become a servant of. I'm a servant of the Most High God. I will not yield, hallelujah, to the schemes of the enemy. I will not yield to those seducing spirits. You won't lead me away captive. You're no Messiah. Hallelujah. Some have come in, they've crept in unawares, and they came in to lead silly women and silly men captive. But I'm not one of those. Messiah. I thank God. Hallelujah, because I know his voice. I know his voice. And a stranger I will not follow. My Bible tell me these signs shall follow the believer. If there's no signs, you better watch who you following. If there's no signs, you better watch who you let pour into you. You might be listening to a whispering demon, seducing spirit, but I bind that spirit today. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I'm free. My Bible tell me he that the Son set free is free indeed. I'm free. You're the Messiah. I'm free indeed. And I'm walking in liberty. I'm walking in my freedom today. Yeah, you're the Messiah. Hey, Jesus, I'm speaking to them storms today. God, I'm speaking to them today. In the name of Jesus. We're talking about empowering souls for destiny. Glory to God. But before I go there, hallelujah, I want to just say a little something about this crusade. God put it in my spirit. This is a vision that he gave. Amen. And as I begin to look, hallelujah, at that word vision, God, it says the act of power of sensing with the eyes. It says sight. It also says the act of power of anticipating that which will or may come to be. Glory to God. It also says an experience in which a person's thing or event appears vividly or credibly to the mind, although not actually present, often under the influence of a divine or other agency. I'm operating under a divine agency, and that divine agency is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn to Habakkuk spot, Lord. I'm going to go the way you lead me today. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, before I go forward, God, God, I come to repent. I ask you to forgive me for anything I've said or done that wasn't like you, God. I'm asking you for forgiveness today, God. Oh, God, and as you call me to minister this word today, I'm asking you, Lord God, to fill me up with your spirit. God, let me speak under the influence, under the unction of the Holy Ghost, God. God, whatever you want to say in this hour, God, say it, God. Hallelujah, because can't nobody box with you. Their arms are too short to box with you. So use me as a vessel, God, a vessel to pour into your people, God, to pour into your people where they'll be encouraged, to pour into your people where they'll know, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, to pour into your people, Lord God, where they'll know that you are a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path, to pour into your people where they'll know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And while we have an opportunity to run in, we want to be safe, God. God, let us speak just what you would have us to speak today, God. I don't know how you're going to do this thing today, God. I never know how. Hallelujah. I just try to be prepared, God. But sometimes even in our preparation, you'll take the helm, God, and you'll turn it around. And that's what I see you doing right now. You turn it around, God. Hallelujah. You're at the helm. You are the author and the finisher of my faith. God, you are the captain of my soul. You are the lifter of my soul, God. And to you, hallelujah, I commend, hallelujah, my wisdom, my understanding, my knowledge. Open them up, Lord God. Hallelujah, where I'll be able to give your people what thus say the Lord. I ask these blessings in the awesome, mighty name of Jesus. And the people of God say amen. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to go quickly. Hallelujah to Rebecca. Glory to God. I bless you today, Jesus. Rebecca, the third chapter. Glory to God. I hear you today, Lord. I hear you, God. I hear you. And I'm going to be obedient to what you are speaking in this hour. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I bless you today, God. I give you glory. I give you praise, God. Glory to God. I'm sorry. We're going to Rebecca. Glory, God. Give me a moment, you all. Glory to God. Glory. Write the vision. That's what he told Rebecca. Write the vision. Can't nobody see your vision. Hallelujah, God. But you know what? They'll know that it's of God when the vision come to pass. Hallelujah. When the vision, is formed. Hallelujah. Go to Rebecca chapter 2. Glory to God. I bless you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're going to read a few verses here, and we're going to go right on and what God has given us to speak on today. Amen. Our theme for this crusade, as we say, is empowering souls for destiny. Amen. Habakkuk 2, and I'm going to begin reading, hallelujah, at the first verse, Habakkuk chapter 2. And this is Habakkuk. And he's talking to the Lord, and then the Lord is going to talk back to him. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. What he's saying? God, what you have appointed me to do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to watch. I'm going to be the watchman on the wall, and I'm going to stand on my tower, and we'll watch to see what he will say unto me. Rebecca saying, I'm going to stand on my tower. I'm going to be on my guard. I'm going to be on my P's and Q's, and I'm going to stand, and I'm going to see what the Lord is going to say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Now, if I say something that's not of God, then God is going to reprove me. And verse 2 said, and the Lord answered me and said, this is what Rebekah is telling us, that the Lord answered him after he began to watch, after he began to stand strong, after he didn't care what the gainsayers and the naysayers were saying. He was on his watch. Don't let nobody take you off your watch. Don't let nobody, hallelujah, distort the vision or distract you from what God has given you to do. Stay on your assignment, baby. I don't care what it looked like, Sister T. Stay on your assignment. Sister Renita, I don't care what it looked like. Stay on your assignment. If God gave it to you, it's coming to pass. Sister Ruby, you can attest to it. Anything that God said, hallelujah, and anything he's spoken to you, all you got to do is follow the instructions. Follow the instructions. I don't care if they tell you an evacuation. Your mandatory evacuation is needed in this city. If God tell you don't move, don't you move, because he may have you there to save somebody. Don't be moved. Don't be swayed by other people. Have your own mind. And that's what I'm finding out today. People are being influenced by our friends. We're being influenced by our friends. We're being influenced by the crowd. We're being influenced by popularity. We're being influenced by titles and positions. But, baby, let me tell you this. If God ain't called you, if God, oh God, I hear you today. If God did not appoint you, if God did not choose you, you better watch yourself. Hallelujah. Because guess what? There's some scoffers out there. Glory. There's some false prophets out here. They sound real good. They pray good. They preach good. They teach good. But they can't live nothing. Follow them to their home. Put a radar on them and see how they're living. God, we are living epistles, read of all men. Anything you doing in the dark, hallelujah, if it's not of God, it's coming to the light. Yes. Light drive out darkness. Darkness don't drive out light. Light draws out darkness. Hallelujah. I bless you, God. Help me today. Help me, God. Oh, Lord, I hear you. So, verse 2. I'm at Habakkuk chapter 2. Hallelujah. Verse 2 said, and the Lord answered me, not my friends, not my neighbors, but the Lord, not my mother, not unbelievers, but the Lord answered me, Rebecca said, and said, write the vision. We already told you what a vision is. Hallelujah. It's something you can't see. It's something birthed in your spirit. You don't know no more sight. You may not can see it, but you know God is speaking it to you. And when God begin to speak it to you, then he opens up the vision and allow you to see it. Hey, he said, write the vision, Rebekah, and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. You might be saying, well, she's saying empowering souls for destiny. Well, you can't be empowered without a vision. You can't be empowered, hallelujah, to pursue your destiny when you don't have a vision of what that destiny is. You have to first get a vision. You have to first see, inquire, seek God. What is it, Lord? What is my destiny? We come into this thing haphazardly. Uh-huh. We come in here and we want to mimic folks. Uh-huh. We want to imitate people. Uh-huh. We can't, but you can't duplicate an original. An original can't be copied. You can copy it, but you can't duplicate it. Ah, when you go to these copy machines and you put your paper in, it's going to give you a copy. Amen. But the original stay intact with you. Ah, hallelujah. You just getting a copy from the original. But when it comes out of the machine, the original never went in. Ah, the original went in for it to be copied. Amen. But then when they give you your papers, hallelujah, the papers gonna have, they're going to be copied. You know it's not that original. Jesus is an original. He's not an imitator. He's not a perpetrator. He is not a fake Jake. He is original. Ah, God, I hear you today. I don't know why, but I hear you today, God. So, Becca said, write the vision and make it plain. That's what he heard the Lord tell him. Make it plain upon tables that he may run that read it. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? When you write that vision and you make it plain, somebody is going to read it. Somebody is going to buy into it. If it's of God, they'll buy into it, because guess what? God is the one that deal with the hearts of men. And they're going to read it. And he said, verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, Sister Renita, on your job. It's for an appointed time. It may be 10 years. It may be 20 years. It may be even 30. Look at the children of Israel, how they was in the wilderness for 40 years. Hiya no Messiah. Come on. The vision is for an appointed time. I don't know why I'm going like this today, Lord, but you use me. Keep on speaking. But at the end, it shall speak. What are you saying? At the appointed time, the vision is going to speak and not lie. Though it tarry. Tarry means it may be lingering. It may take a little while. It's not happening instantaneously. But it may take a little while. It says, Habakkuk said, don't it tarry. This is what the Lord told Habakkuk. Don't it tarry. Sister T, wait for it. Heard a testimony. Hey, you don't know Messiah. How she was homeless. How she was sleeping outdoors and having to go through all kind of difficulties. Oh, but baby, the appointed time have arrived. She ain't standing at the bus stop no more. She driving her own vehicle paid for. Ah, you don't know Messiah. Write the vision. Make it plain, Habakkuk. Make it plain. Dull the vision, Terry. Wait for it. I waited on this crusade. Uh-huh. Did not know last year, Sister Ruby, when the Lord gave me this vision. Well, he really gave me the vision in 2012. I tried to enact it in 2013. Did not know 2014, the vision, you know, the Messiah, hallelujah, that was birthed 2 years ago, it is now being manifested. It will manifest itself next month. Uh-huh. It's coming alive. Why? Because God put it in my spirit. This wasn't something I was copying because of man. God put this in my spirit, not for me, but for souls. Ah, hallelujah. For souls to go in neighborhoods and transform these minds, to go in neighborhoods and impact the cities, bring leaders together. Ah, I got that in my spirit. Hallelujah, and God have given me a gift where I'm able to coordinate, where I'm able to bring people together. That's a gift, baby. So if you hate me, hate God, because God gave me that gift. He gave me that gift. I've been coordinating and organizing and bringing folks together since I was a little girl. But I did not know, Sister Ruby, that he was bringing me back to New Orleans, the home of my birth, where this vision that he birthed in my spirit will be birthed in my home 30 years later. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? Hallelujah. With me and God, we can do all things. We can do all things. God is the one people of God know today that deal with men's hearts. God is the one that grants you favor. He said, I will bring you before kings and queens. He said, I'll give you favor with me, and then I'll give you favor with man. But I'd rather have favor with God, because when I have favor with God, I have favor with everybody and everything. Oh, y'all better watch God today. Hallelujah. Let me continue. He said, though it tarry, wait for it. I've waited on this crusade. I waited on this vision. Not for me, but for my family, for my neighborhood, for my community, for my city, for my friends, hallelujah, for my mother, for my siblings, for my grandchildren. I waited on it. Hallelujah. We preached a message. While you're waiting, keep on flowing. While I was waiting, I kept on serving God. While I was waiting, I kept on petitioning God. While I was waiting, I kept on fasting. While I was waiting, I kept on praying. While I was waiting, I kept on asking for forgiveness. While I was waiting, I forgave others. While I was waiting, I haven't stopped running. I'm running for my life. People don't understand. When purpose and vision is in your spirit. When God birthed purpose and destiny in your spirit. You maybe seem like the oddball. Folks call us crazy. But I'm reminded that my Bible tells me that we all peculiar people. We are royal priesthood. God, something should be peculiar about you. Something should be different about you. You're no Messiah. If nothing is different about you, I don't know who you're serving. You're supposed to stand out. When you pass, we ought to be like Peter. All apostles, when they pass, some people was healed by their shadow. That's the anointing. That's the anointing. We're running around trying to compete with this and compete with that. God is not a competitive God. Because guess what? God know who he is. And when you begin to realize who you are, you're no Messiah, and that you are sitting already in heavenly places, and realize that you don't have to compete with nobody, because what God have for you is for you. It's for you. It's for you. I don't know why the Lord took me this way. I was going another way, but I still have a little more time. Hey, man, he said, though the vision tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Now let's go to Acts. Y'all know Messiah. Woo, glory to God. Let's turn now to Acts chapter 1. We're talking about empowering souls for what? Destiny. For what is destiny? Purpose. What is destiny? The ultimate plan. The ultimate plan that God has for your life. He said, I know the thoughts that I have for you. Thoughts to prosper you. Thoughts to give you health. Thoughts to give you a good end. Glory to God. Empower. We talking about empowering souls for destiny. Now, when you look at that word empower, what are you saying, Sister Bernard? Empower. Empower means to give power. That's all it is. That's all. I'm giving you power. What did God give us? Hallelujah. What did Jesus tell his disciples? Go to Acts chapter 1. Lord, I hear you today. I hear you. I had something else in my mind. But the Lord said, uh-uh, baby, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You got something in your mind, but I know who's going to be on this line. I know what I want you to tell them. Go to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You're the most sign. What does it say? It says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. How you going to be a witness without any power? Impossible. You can't be an effective, you can't be a genuine, you can't be a real witness without any power. And you're saying, well, Sister Bernard, I can speak a thing, I can declare a thing. Yeah, but you have to have some power behind it. You just can't speak it without any power. Hallelujah. How you going to speak it without any power? If you're speaking it without any power, you don't believe it yourself. Hey, glory to God. But when you speak it with authority, when you speak it with power, you know it's coming to pass. Hey, glory. He said, but ye shall receive power, Jesus said, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. God is looking for some witnesses. He's looking for some people that sold out. He's looking for some people that won't be intimidated, that won't be discouraged, that won't walk in fear, but they will just ignite that power that's in them, that's within them. Ignite your power. Stop your pure mind. God, let this Holy Ghost catch fire. Hey, glory and do what God have called you to do. Hey, he said you're going to be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria. And unto the othermost part of the earth. That's what God said. That's what Jesus told his disciples. So empower, all I'm doing, all God is doing, he has empowered us. Hallelujah. Empowered us. I have empowered us for what? Empower us. Where we can empower souls, hallelujah, for their destiny. Empowering souls for destiny. That's my tag for my ministry. If I can't empower you, I can't do nothing else for you. Oh, but to be empowered, you have to get the Holy Ghost. You have to get this mighty burning fire down on the inside. And how do you get it? You get it by speaking in an unknown tongue. You get it by the utterance of the Holy Spirit. Hey, it order, you don't know, but it order, it'll speak for you. Hey, you know no more, Messiah. That's why my Bible say we don't even know what to pray for, but the Holy Ghost make it intercession for us. How does it do it? With moanings and groanings. We don't know what to pray for. We praying for money, but we might need some peace. We praying for a house, but we might need some joy. We praying for a car, hallelujah, but you might need to ride the bus for a little while, because sometimes we don't appreciate these things. We take God for granted, and we want to prostitute God. We only come to him when we're in trouble. We only come to him when we have a need. But what about glorifying? What about magnifying him just for who he is? Just because of who he is. And just because, hallelujah, he gave you life, just because he gave you a sound mind, just because he put his spirit in you. Oh, yes, we're talking about empowering souls for destiny. That's what we're going to be doing. That's what these speakers are coming here for. They're coming here to speak to your heart where you can be condemned and you can go on over to Acts. I don't know, Messiah, but let's go to Acts chapter 8. That's where I was going. But the Lord told me to open that one up. Open that empower to enable, to permit. To give a delegate. I'm delegating. God has delegated us some power. He's delegated us authority. God, some folks, haven't been deputized. Haven't been delegated no authority. They're operating on their own. Oh, shame on you. Oh, but everybody gonna know it one day. Everybody gonna see it one day that you're operating on your own. You're the Messiah. Rebelliousness is sin. He says, as the sin, rebelliousness is as the sin of witchcraft. What are they rebelling against, Sister Benoit? They're rebelling against God's word. You're the Messiah. They won't walk in apostleship. They won't walk in pastorship and bishopship. But they can't even serve their neighbors. Can't even love their brothers and sisters. Backbiting all the time. Gossiping all the time. Manipulating all the time. Homemongering. Sleeping with other men and other women. Spouses. Their wives and their husbands. Oh, yes, they're doing it. And then they're going to lay hands on you. Get your filthy hands off of me, devil. Clean your act up. You won't lay hands on me. I know you won't. The Bible told me to know them that labor among me. You have not. He said, lay hands suddenly on no man. You think I'm going to let you lay your filthy hands on me? The devil is a lie. You will not download and import those foul spirits in me. You're not going to do it. God will stop you in your tracks. Go to chapter 8. Yes, Lord. I was chosen for this task. I didn't ask for it. I was chosen for it. Let's look at, before we go to Acts right quick, let's look at destiny. Destiny, what is destiny? Destiny is just like that vision, something you can't see, something you don't know, but you feel it. You know it's going to happen. Something that is to happen or has happened to a particular person or thing. Lot or fortune. Something that is predetermined. We was preordained before the foundation of the world. The power or agency that determines the course of events. We can abort our destiny. And many of us are doing that. You know why? Because we're giving heed to seducing spirits. We're giving heed to seducing spirits because we don't know God's word. We don't know his purpose and his will for our life. So we're walking in somebody else's purpose. We're walking in somebody else's will. We're walking and saying what this one's saying, what that one's saying. Get thee behind me, Satan. I know what God has spoke to me. And I don't care if my mama don't believe it. It's in my spirit. When God puts something in your spirit, you don't let nothing alter it. You don't let nothing take you off course. Yes, we're going to have some challenges. Yes, we're going to go through some situations. But honey, stay focused. Know that God will never forsake you. He'll be with you until the end, the very end. You know, Messiah. Woo, Lord, I hear you today. Let's go to Acts chapter 8. Lord had me, brought me here. And we're going to read a little bit. We're talking about empowering souls for destiny. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 8. And Saul was consenting unto his death. Now go back and read the chapters before that. I don't have time to explain all of this to you. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea. Remember those the places that in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that the Lord said we was going to be witnesses of. We're talking about being a witness. We're talking about empowering souls for destiny of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen, where they had, we all know they stoned Stephen, to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church. Uh-huh. That same man was persecuting the Christians. God had a destiny. He had a purpose for Saul, and he's changed his name to Paul, and he became one of the greatest apostles. He made havoc of the church, entering into every house, and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere, preaching the word. Listen at this. All of them that were scattered about, they went everywhere. They went abroad preaching the word. That's what we're doing in this crusade. We're going abroad. We're going to go everywhere. Hallelujah. And talk about Jesus. Hey, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. You see how God always have a witness? God always have a witness. So if you don't do it, God, they have somebody that's going to do it. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, these were men of God, holy men of God, that had a gift and an anointing on their life. The Bible says in verse 7, we had Acts chapter 8, for unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And listen at that. Listen at verse 8. We're talking about the citywide crusade. We're talking about empowering souls for destiny. Amen. Verse 8 says, and there was great joy in that city. There's going to be some joy in New Orleans. Not that there's not no joy now. Hallelujah. But God is sending some anointed men and women of God to tell us what must we do. They're going to empower us to be able to witness. They're going to empower us to be able to tell souls that Jesus saves to the utmost. But listen at this. But Dad, see, anytime God is doing the work, Sister T, expect the opposition. The devil gonna always rear his ugly head, but he can't win. He's a defeated foe. God, you're the Messiah. But there was, I'm at verse 9, but there was a certain man called Simon. I wish Mother Charity was on this line. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. Now look how God was working. Hallelujah. Apostles was, Philip was praying. They had already stoned Stephen, but Philip was still walking in authority. He was still laying on hands. He was calling out these unclean spirits. But look at this devil here, Simon. He said, but there was a certain man named Simon, and he bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. See, that's what they want to do, put themselves up as they're great. Oh, you ain't great, baby. You're nothing without Jesus. You're nothing without God. As I said, if I was able to sing a song, I would say, I'm nothing without him. Without him, I would fail. Without him, I would be like a ship without a sail. Ah, glory to God. Verse 10, I'm at verse 10. To whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. See, they was bewitched. So they're going to start saying, this man is of God. The devil is a liar. He's a devil. He was born a devil, but God gave him an opportunity to repent, but they won't repent. And that's what he did, Judas. Judas had an opportunity to repent, but he was a son of perdition because it was already preordained before he carried out the hat. Amen, that he was going to go out the way he went out. Hiya no Messiah, yeah no Messiah. Hey, verse 11. And to him they had regard because that of long time, and I'm rushing along, he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed, listen at this, Sister Ruby, but when they believed, Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself, listen, look how God will transform your mind. God will change your mind. Baby, can I change your mind? Woo, that's all God want to do, change your mind. But when they believed, I'm at 13 now, then Simon believed also. That sorcerer, the one that was working the witchcraft and bewitching the people, he seen the power that the Holy Ghost had upon the men of God, and he wanted that power. So let's continue on. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered. He continued with the man of God, wondering, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Ah, but he had ulterior motive. Verse 14 says, now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, God, I bless you, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Peter and John prayed for those that was in Samaria that they would receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, but they had not received the Holy Ghost. But listen at 17. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them in Samaria, and they received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given. Let me slow up, Lord. I'm worked up a sweat. He offered them money. See what I'm saying? He thought this gift could be purchased for money. And that's how we getting deceived. That's how we getting seduced. That's how we being led away captive. Amen. Hiya no Musa. Because we thinking we can buy what we want. You can't buy this Holy Ghost. You can't buy the Spirit of God. You can't buy God. You can't manipulate him. There is no compromising with God. His word is the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. He don't change, baby. How you gonna buy? When he say a cattle on 1,000 hills, Sister Tia, belong to me. Sister Renita, how are we going to buy God? The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And everything that belong in it belong to God. Now, how are we going to buy him? Can't buy him. You can't buy this gift. He offered them money. I'm at verse 19, and I'm going to finish off saying, give me also this power that on whomsoever I lay hands. Listen at Simon. Simon wanted this power. Give me that power. So whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But listen at what Peter said. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Ah, he said, repent therefore, repent, repent. There that word is again. Therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye. He told a disciple, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. This man is repenting now. He don't want this evil to befall him. Ah, he don't want to perish with his money. Ah, and they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, closing on out, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. This eunuch had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning, and he was sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. What do you say? He was reading about the book of Isaiah. That's what he was doing. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? Philip is asking the eunuch. He said, sir, I don't mean to interrupt you. I don't mean to be impolite. I don't mean to be rude. But do you really understand what you're reading? Ah, God, do you understand that I was called to preach this gospel? I was called to preach the unacceptable. Yeah, the Lord. So Philip asked him that. Did you? And I'm just paraphrasing because I'm going back to Isaiah because that's what he was reading. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, talking about my Lord Jesus, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? Who is declaring God's generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? He said, who is this prophet talking about? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began, I feel my help right now, Lord, and began at the same scripture and preached to him, what? Jesus. All you got to do is preach Jesus. Ah, glory to God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see. The eunuch said, see. Philip didn't say it. The eunuch said, see. In other words, I want this. I want this Holy Ghost. I want to be filled. I want to be baptized. See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. Ah, stand still, people of God, and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and be empowered to pursue your destiny. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord, it caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. His assignment was over with the eunuch. He came to open up the scriptures to the eunuch. He came to explain the word perfectly where he would be able to understand what was happening to him. The eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Look at that. He had had an experience. Have you had an encounter with Jesus? That's the only way you're going to empower somebody else to pursue their destiny. Empowering souls for destiny. That's God gave me that tagline. Y'all might be saying, she keeps saying God, the Lord, because it ain't Adrian. It ain't Adrian, baby. If Adrian says something, it sure ain't going to make sense. But when God says something, all you got to do is believe it. It's coming to pass. Trust him. Stand on that word. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Hallelujah. I'm done. I have given you all what the Lord gave me in this hour. I had something else, but the Lord said, go this way. See, God said, the scripture said, when you open up your mouth, He'll give you what to say in that hour. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. And that's why I love the Lord. Yes, do your research. Study. The Bible says study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. I love it when the Lord take over. I love it, when the Holy Ghost have his way. God told me to tell you today, you're the Messiah. That's the question. Do you want to be empowered? Do you want to be empowered? Or do you want to be seduced? Do you want to be led away like a silly woman? Hallelujah. You want to just believe every winter doctrine? Hallelujah. Are you just serving God for a title? Are you serving him for a position? Are you serving to sit at the head table? How you going to empower somebody and you're not a witness? How you going to empower somebody without power? You need power to cast out demons. You need power to lay hands on the sick. You need power to declare and decree. You need power to walk upright before God. You need power, hallelujah, to live holy. Yeah, you're the Messiah. Hallelujah. Yes, they're preaching. Yes, they're teaching. Hallelujah. Yes, they're laying hands. They're doing all these things, but they ain't living holy. My Bible tell me, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. You can drive in your Rolls. You can drive in your Benz. You can live in your houses. God, you can have your gold and your silver. But when we just read to you, Peter and John told us, silver and gold, we don't have that. Hallelujah. You can't buy this gift. You can't purchase the Holy Ghost. It's of God. How you going to buy God when he owned you? He made you. He is the creator. How you going to buy something that's already created you? That's foolish. You can't buy this gift. Hallelujah. But you can get it. You can acquire it. How? He said, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, I would in no ways turn it away. Come to Jesus, people. Quit following after all this stuff and things. Quit running behind folks. You're no Messiah. Looking for a word. Well, there's 66 books in the Bible. That's all we have recorded. There's some more. You're no Messiah. But this is the Holy Bible. They were only able to deposit the 66 books. There's a word from Genesis to Revelation. What are you going to do with it? Hallelujah. What are you going to do with it? It's time to quit playing church. You know what? God said, I reign on the just as well as the unjust. Hallelujah. So I'll bless the sinner man just as well as I bless you. But one thing the sinner man don't have, even though they may call on God, they don't have the Holy Ghost. They're not living nothing. They may be honoring God with a gift of money sometime. Hallelujah. But God said, I'll take it from them and give it to you. If your ways please me, empowering. We're talking about giving people power to live right, power to sustain themselves, power to denounce those things, power to get rid of all of these weights and this sin that's so easily besetting us. Men and women of God preaching the gospel with no power, no Holy Ghost. That's why they can leave out the pulpit and go to the hotel room with Sister So-and-so, another man's wife, another man, another woman's husband. Why? Because they don't have the Holy Ghost. They don't have power to refrain. They don't have nothing working on the inside that's going to convict them, that's going to cause them to want to change. So, you know, some of them think they're prostituting God. Ah, you can't manipulate God, baby. You can't prostitute God. Hallelujah. He own you. Yay, how you going to prostitute somebody that already have ownership over you? Glory to God. God gave me this word for you today. Empowering souls for destiny. I read to you today Acts 1 and 8. We went to Acts and we read that whole chapter, the eighth chapter of the book of Acts. Read that for yourself and go back and get into the book of Acts. We don't hear too many people talking about Acts because they ain't got no power. That's why. If you don't have what this book is talking about, you're going to skip over it. You want to preach a prosperity message. Sow a seed and the Lord going to do this. Well, God already told me that I would be blessed in the city, blessed in the field. He already told me to bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And he said, prove me. Prove me. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. He already told me that. I'm going to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field. He already told me I'm going to be the lender and not the... God already told me that in his word. I don't need you to prophesy that to me. It's already been declared in his word. It's declared in his word. Hallelujah. And we'll go run all over town for these prophets and prophetess, but we won't be faithful to the woman and the man of God that God have given us charge over. We won't submit to them. But we'll spend $1,500, $2,300, $2,500 going behind a prophet and going to sow nothing into you. But guess what? The house that you being fed in, we won't do nothing for them. The devil be damned. Hallelujah. And you don't even know these folks. But you know that woman of God. You know that man of God. When your children get in trouble, when something is going on in your life, I bet you can't go find Prophet Bobo. But you're going to find Pastor Gloria Smith. You have a personal number. But you don't have these characters' numbers that you're going running up behind. Hallelujah. Then after y'all finish running up behind, then you got nerve enough to come try to challenge the woman of God. With some stuff dead and downloaded in your spirit. The devil is a lie. God told me to say this today. I was going another way. Hallelujah. We gave you Habakkuk. Write the vision. Make it plain. Don't it tarry. Wait on it. God ain't through Evangelist Rosalie. He didn't finish with me in Inglewood, California. He took me from Inglewood, California because of, guess what, purpose. He had purpose for my life. I didn't move myself. God does it. You know why? Because I'm led of his spirit. Now, folks don't understand the vision that God gave you. He didn't give it to them. He didn't speak it to them. But if God gave it to you, baby, God, I tell you, I love the Lord today because he'll never fall short on his promises. He'll never renege. Folks will call you ignorant, crazy, unlearned, all this other crazy stuff. But guess what? If God have birthed a vision in your spirit, baby, hang on to it. Don't it tarry. It may be a little while. Messiah. But it's coming to pass, Sister Sherelle. It's coming to pass because God said it would. God said it would. So who am I going to believe? Whose report are you going to believe? You're going to believe the gainsayers, the haters, those that are envious, those that are jealous? You're going to believe their report? Well, you go right ahead. Go right ahead. But I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I have chosen to serve God no matter what. Hallelujah. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging for bread. Never have God forsaken us. But we have to live something. We're living epistles. We just can't preach and teach this thing. We got to live it. I'm encouraging the people today. Hallelujah. Go back to the drawing board. Do your first works all over again. And then begin to remember what God has already done. See, if we can stay focused on what God has already done, woo, we'll start appreciating him for what he's going to do. Because I know if you did it back then, you can do it again. Somebody need to say, Lord, do it again. Lord, do it again. I'm done. Sister Ruby, hey, you know, Messiah, I'm walking in authority. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in favor. I'm walking in grace. I'm walking in love. I'm walking in kindness. I'm walking in forgiveness. I'm walking in peace. Ah, oh, let these fruits be manifested in your life. Activate the gift that's in you. Hallelujah. Those of you that have been sitting by the wayside and you haven't activated this gift, hallelujah, you still have an opportunity. If God haven't given you up, you still have an opportunity to reactivate. Because you have to remember, the Holy Ghost is sealed in you until the day of redemption. But those folks that don't have it, they need to come. They need to come. I don't fool with folks that ain't operating in the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I know if they got it. I am the sheep of his pasture. Oh, yes. If there's no signs, my grandmother used to say, show me your friends, and I'll tell you who you are. Ha! That's the same thing. Show me who you're running with. Ah, God, and I'll tell you who you are. Hey, glory to God, because if they're men and women of God, there will be some signs. There will be some dunamis power. Exalted, glory to God, operating. Hey, Jesus, hallelujah. You'll know it. Oh, I bless the Lord. I'm done this month. We're going to continue on empowering souls for destiny. I've called on all of the speakers to make an appearance and some of the other men and women of God that support this ministry. This month, this whole month, we're talking about empowering souls for destiny. God bless you all. We love you. Sister Ruby, hey, you're the Messiah. Woo! I love you, Jesus. It's your name, God. Hi, you're the Messiah. Seal it. I seal it. Ah, you know the Messiah. Woo, Jesus, this is your word, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, the Messiah.
Praise the word. We're going to Evangelist Moody. We're coming to y'all in a minute. Evangelist Moody.
Ah, you know the Messiah.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes,
we can hear you.
Okay. I was muted out and had my glasses on, so I couldn't really see if I did it right. But praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise him.
I want to say this. I really enjoyed this today, what I've heard, and I have to say that Evangelist Adrian Bernard, you preach under the anointing. You are anointed by God, not by man.
Yes.
And I'm listening as you're talking about, for ye shall receive power
afterwards
the Holy Ghost. Not before the Holy Ghost. You talking about these false preachers. Say not before, but after you receive the Holy Ghost. See, you receive the Holy Ghost, I was almost shouting. I know I had to mute this thing out. I know if y'all can hear me or not, but I was sitting up here. I said, well, I was sitting there doing my hair, and I said, you know what, let me see if she got anything going today. I'll be listening when I can, when I'm able.
Yes.
But I said, let me see what's going on. And I looked up and said, wait a minute, Adrian is speaking. That's what I've been trying to catch all the time. So I had to just stop what I was doing and just listen
But
I want to say this, and I'm saying this from the heart, I really thank God for you, Evangelist Adrian, because you've always been the type of woman of God to where you was always fair. the one that cared about people. And I did have the honor of working under you before, and I never forgot it left such an impact on my life because I wanted to be part of things, and I used to be so sad because I would be forgot about, like, I don't know what it was, but you've never been the type of person that was jealous. You always try to help everybody to move up higher. And when we worked together, I said, Lord have mercy, we all got together and you picked some beautiful hats for us to wear. And we marched in there in unison. I don't know if you remember that. I don't have my hat no more.
I forgot about that.
I didn't forget about that. You wanted everybody to look good, and you found something reasonable. That we all can look nice. I mean, the type of person just have a heart to care about people. And this is what God wants. But I never forgot it. I never forgot that. And you are a strong warrior. And I'm not trying to take up all the time, but I believe you get honest.
That's all right. Go ahead. We have a little time.
I'm speaking from the heart. Because the thing about it is you are a strong warrior. All that you went through. See, people are watching your lives. I know some of us I got saved over 30-something years ago. But I've been through a lot, and I know you've been through a lot. But no matter what, you are so determined to be with God. You don't care what anybody thinks. Don't care what you go through. You're just like, I'm going to stand with God. I don't care if it hurts. I see it. I wanted to go to where it's not being recognized because I see it. You are so determined. Stay encouraged. And
thank
I just pray to God that he bless you with everything, everything that your heart desires. And just keep on and be encourage, and I'm saying this with all humility, and
thank
it was with
Lord.
Much to God have, you know, having the glory, but glorify God in heaven. Your labor is not in vain. All right, I'm done. I just want to get that out in Jesus' name. All right. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Evangelist Moody. I tell you, you know, when I just hearing you speak, you brought me way, way back, and I was just sharing with one of my family members. I said, you know, had I not had the opportunity to move to California, I wouldn't have met the other side of my family, my great-grandmother's side. And, you know, I was sharing just this Saturday with one of my young cousins, 29 years old. I remember the little baby. If I would have seen her out in the street, I wouldn't even known who she was. And I was sitting down talking with her, and I began to just give her some history about our family. You don't know, Messiah. Hallelujah. So, you know, God made a promise to Abraham and to his seed. Amen. And God made some promises to our forefathers. Amen.
Yes.
And we have to, sometimes we got to go back into our lineage.
Right.
Amen. And we have to look at our family tree. Yeah, you know, Messiah. And I was telling my little cousin, I said, now, you know, she shared some things with me. I said, 10 years? Baby, guess what? You're going to have to come on now, and I don't care how stubborn you are. You don't invest that kind of time with a man or a woman and buying homes and doing. No. You got to do it God's way. And that was my opportunity. But I'm just saying that because Evangelist Rosalie brought me all back, I'm going back to that foundation. See, the foundation has already been laid, people of God. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets. There's no other man can build on that. You can build on it, but guess what? You can't lay another foundation. Because once the house is removed off the foundation, it's going to crumble. Hallelujah. So I bless God for this woman of God. And we have, Jesus, you brought me way back. But, you know, I won't say it was easy. You know, when you're serving and you're under the submission of a family member, it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
And even if you have a gift, sometimes, Evangelist Rosalie, people look like, oh, you just getting elevated, or you just getting blessed because you're kidding the doctor Singleton, you kidding the bishop. That's a lie from the pit. Hey, I came from New Orleans. I knew how to coordinate. I knew how to get.
All right.
If anything we know how to do, Pastor Gloria, is get a party together. Ha! Jesus together. So if I got a party together in the world, why can't I bring Holy Ghost filled people together and party for Jesus? We ain't got to have no liquor. We ain't got to have no blues song. All we got to do is put something on about Jesus. Hey, good. And look at me like I'm crazy. I am. I'm crazy for Jesus. So you just brought me way back. And when I look at that, the Bible says a liberal soul shall be made fat. When I play that song, William Murphy, I'm not playing it for naught. I begin to think about the seeds that's in the ground. Oh, all of us got some seeds in the ground, but I'm talking about the good seed now, because I've sown some bad seeds too, but I'm thinking about the good seed that's in the ground. Oh, you know, Messiah, glory to God, I've got a seed in the ground, and you got to remember when you're going through. Think about those seeds. Evangelist Moody said, I wanted everybody. I could have had the designer hat, but I made sure I came on now where everybody, I wouldn't have never thought of nothing like that. Had everybody looking good. Why I'm going to be looking marvelous and then you looking like Zuza? Please, God, don't operate like that. Girl, you done brought me way back. I'm going to have to call you. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, that was a seed.
Hallelujah.
That was a seed, Evangelist Rosalie. God bless you. Stir up your pure mind. Stir up your pure mind.
Hallelujah.
All right, Sister Ruby. Thank you, Evangelist Moody.
Hey,
Lord, I love you today, Jesus.
Pastor Smith.
Glory. My friend. Hey, you know, Messiah. Jesus.
Pastor Smith,
we'll come back to her. We're going back to Sister Sherelle. We're coming to you, Sister T and Sister Renita. Sister Sherelle.
Praise God. Your message was awesome. Your message is awesome. I thank God for being able to listen to it today, because you spoke on a lot of things that I'm dealing with, asking God to, you know, to just open my eyes spiritually as far as, you know, what using my gifts, being able to see things from through spiritual eyes, you know, and not to please man, but to please him. Your message was awesome. You know, not following the a man's mind or what they want, but following what the Spirit's putting in me to what Christ wants me to do. Mm. I don't, you know, trust no man, you know, but go in his word and trust his word. His word is what's going to lead me to my life. I've been following the word all my life, and where did it get me? Get me nowhere. And I started digging into his word, started reading and meditating it. I'm loving it. And, you know, you seem like you get full sometimes. Then it's like, you know, you keep reading it, and the deeper you read it, you get thirstier and thirstier. I thank God for and just increasing my knowledge. I thank him.
Lord, have mercy. All right, stay focused, Sister Sherelle. He ain't through with you yet, baby. Messiah. Continue to follow the leading of your pastor. Amen. And if your pastor not comfortable, people need to know that, Pastor Gloria. If you don't see your leader participating and going all over the nation with all these, guess what? Watch your leader. Keep your eyes on your leader. And if you have a good leader, oh, yeah, a leader that have been authorized, deputized, hallelujah, and ordained of God, keep your eye on them. Keep your eye on them. Yo, no, no, Messiah. You ain't going to see them running all over the nation looking for a word, looking for, but please, the Bible is our holy word. It's everlasting. That word there is forever settled in heaven. Hallelujah. God bless. God bless. All right. Hey, you the Messiah. I love you today, Jesus.
Love you today. We
powering
love
souls for destiny.
Sister Renita, can you have a comment? Sister Renita,
yes, I do. I'm home. I'm home now. Praise the Lord. That word was good. You tickle me. God is good, giving honor to everybody in the building. You, if you tickle me, devil, if you don't get your hands off me.
All right. Come on.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You done, today, you done told the truth. You done set some people free. You done set some people free. You done set them free because if they didn't know, they know now. And you put me held accountable for your knowledge.
Jesus.
God ain't gonna, no, you can't say you ignorant. That's why I'm listening, because I'm learning. You can, God gonna hold you accountable for, you done told them, you told them. You told them, God said, Lord, they gonna be held accountable. God is good.
Oh, yes, Lord.
God, I love my 4 o'clock radio church. Oh, I love it. I love it. Y'all two women bless my soul and my spirit every day. I thank God for you.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Hallelujah.
I thank God for you.
Hallelujah. Stay tuned. Thank you, God. We bless you. We thank God for just giving us a little insight and, you know, just offering to help assist in any way you can. That means so much. I want you to know I appreciate that. Thank God. Her pastor is going to be speaking for us on Thursday, the 14th of August.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. So we're going to have some powerhouses coming on this line, expounding on this topic, empowering souls for destiny. So stay tuned. This is going to be a power-packed, Holy Ghost anointed month on this radio broadcast. And I know it's only going to be a few. Hey, Jesus, because you know what? Folks don't want truth.
No,
somebody gonna sugarcoat this gospel. But you on the wrong line if you're looking for some sugarcoating, because we have some anointed men and women of God that I believe with everything in me, they're living holy, they're living righteously, and guess what? They're not intimidated. And they can't be bought. They cannot be bought. So keep your money where it is, because we're not here to be bought. We're here to do the work of the Lord. Amen. And that is to compel souls to come. That is to tell them that Jesus saves to the utmost. That's what we're here for. Hallelujah. We ain't doing this other stuff. We here to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's our assignment for this season. Amen.
Amen.
So God bless you, Sister Renita. We appreciate you.
You got some more people going to be calling you.
All right.
I got some people that I know that are walking. I don't deal with people that's not walking true with God. I can't die, because then your spirits might try to jump on me, and I can't do that with you.
All right. Glory, glory. Well, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Stay tuned. God is certainly going to bless. My phone, I just want to say to you all, my cell phone is down. I won't have it back up until Wednesday. Part where you plug in, it's not charging. So I had to go to the store and take care of that. So those of you that on the social media, I'm still able to get on the computer and converse with you that way, but my phone won't be up until Wednesday. So remember that if you need me, you can hit me up on the social media. I'll be able to check on that from periodically. Amen?
Thank you, Sister. We're going to Sister T. Sister T?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I'm over here just so excited. I'm giving honor to the Spirit of God that is truly on this line, to Evangelist Bernard, to Mother Ruby, and all the beautiful people on the line. Empowering Souls for Destiny. I've been hearing it for like almost 3 years now. And now I really understand what's going on now, Evangelist. I thank and praise God. I thank and praise God for you even allowing God to use you in the spirit of what you brought this message for us today. And I know exactly who the Lord had you speaking to, and I know it was me.
All right.
We have
You're
to
speaking
be careful.
To me, too.
Yes, Lord. We have to be careful who we allow to speak into our ear.
All
and I'm
right,
glad
Sister
that God has brought you on this line today with the boldness to speak, said the Lord. And I thank and honor God because that's how he's been dealing with me in respect to who I allow to speak in my ear. But you know one thing about God. If you're walking with him, he's going to tell you when it's right and when it ain't right. When it ain't God, he's going to tell you to shut it down. And I thank
the Lord
that he used me one night to listen and not speak. He said, listen to some words that came from somebody. And he said, don't speak nothing. Don't comment on nothing. Just
all
listen. Because right. you're going to hear something that ain't me. And I'm going to have you shut it down. And that's what he did. He had me shut it down. And I thank God that he used you today to confirm that I do the right thing by shutting it down. Because it's not if it's not a God, I always hear this over and over in my head, and I know it's God. If it's not God, it's for your destruction. And I'm telling you one thing. I don't want to be one of them silly women that's following after something that ain't the Spirit of God. You know, I'm not trying to be led astray. And it was something you said today that I wrote it down. You said, in fact, I got 3 pages of notes. Thank you, Jesus.
The Holy Ghost was speaking today.
Yes, he said.
Even through my pain.
You can't empower folks without a vision, he said. You said Jesus is an original. He is not a perpetrator. So I know that there is some perpetrating spirits that's out in the land.
You better know it.
What they're saying is from the Lord. But any time that you know Jesus Christ for yourself, God's going to tell you, this ain't me, and shut it down. So I praise the Lord for the Spirit of God that came through. And there's more I probably could go through, but I know in the spirit of time I'm not going to go through it. But I receive it. It has been confirmed by the Lord using you today. And I just thank God for your advances. I love you, and I'm glad
we love you too, Sister T.
You got the Holy Ghost bonus.
Honey, you got to be bold. You have to be bold in Christ Jesus, because if you don't, you'll begin to walk in fear. Because these spirits, they came to manipulate you. They came to try to distort you, and they want to control you. Glory to God. That's the whole thing. You know, they want you to believe their lie. But 1 John 4:1, let me read that while we're going to Pastor Smith and then to Prophet Michael. And he's going to be speaking for us this week. This was a tagline, Prophet Michael and Pastor Glory and Sister T and everybody on the line. God gave me that for this ministry. Empowering souls for destiny. Nothing else but for destiny. Letting people know you don't have to succumb to these generational curses. You don't have to succumb to your environment. Just because I came out the hood don't mean I have to remain in the hood. Yes, I'm going to go back, because you always go back. Evangelist Moody, you always go back. When God bless you, you have to bless others. And that's how you empower people. That's how God has empowered us. When he said after your brother, after you have been strengthened, then guess what? You have an obligation to go back and strengthen your brother. Strengthen your sister. But 1 John 4:1 says, beloved, believe not every spirit. What is that saying? Don't believe these lying demons. Don't believe these folks. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Jesus.
That's whispering. A seducing spirit is in the land. And they came to deceive. They didn't come to empower you. They didn't come to tell you you could have life and have it more abundantly. They came to prostitute you. That's what pimps do. They prostitute your gift. And we have some pimps in the pulpit. Women and men. They haven't came. They ain't been empowered. If they haven't been empowered, how they going to empower you, Prophet Michael? Prophet Michael coming on in a minute. But this scripture say, believe not every spirit. Some people quote it wrongly, and they say, try the spirits by the spirit. No, it didn't say that. This is King James Version say, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. It didn't say try the spirits by the spirit. It said try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world, and I said that, and ain't no devil in hell going to make me take it back. I ain't scared of the devil. Not at all, baby. I've been through too much to let the devil take charge over my life. Let the devil back me in a corner and have me afraid. God ain't gave us the spirit of fear. He gave me the spirit of love, power, watch that word, power, and a sound mind. Oh, go ahead, Sister Ruby. Woo, Jesus. This is going to be a topic. Stay tuned. I tell you tomorrow, Apostle Anthony Hill is going to be with us. Wednesday, Prophetess Theodore Glover is going to be with us. Thursday, Prophet Michael Davis is going to be speaking. And Friday, we're climaxing it out of Chicago, Illinois. Bishop Jesse Grant Sr. is going to be ministering. And next week, we got a full lineup. We have 4 weeks of ministering on this topic before this crusade. And I know the devil is mad. That's why he ran his ugly head. But, baby, we're going to be marching. We soldiers. We ain't retreating. We going forward. Because we going to conquer and we going to overcome. You're the Messiah. Everything, every obstacle, every ill word spoken, you have no power over us. Glory to God. We walking in authority. We walking in the power that has been vested in us. Hallelujah. And that's Holy Ghost power, dunamis power. That's what we walking in. So we serving you notice today. We serving your notice. We serving the city of New Orleans notice. We coming forward. We coming forward. Holy Ghost power is going to be here. It's already here. It's already operating. Glory. All right, Sister Ruby. Woo, Jesus. I love you today, God.
Pastor Smith.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, praise the Lord.
I tell you what, y'all on fire on here today.
That's the pastor's glory. Woo, we got some power on there. Some powerhouses on here right now. Jesus.
Nothing but
power. Glory.
That dunamis power.
Come on now.
Jesus, I was listening to your woman of God and talking about how these false prophets have went out to the land. See Jezebel. It represents a false prophet. That could be male or female.
Come on.
All right. Anything that's lying against the word of God, that's trickery and trying to assassinate, trying to corrupt, glory to God. My God, that's false prophet. Hallelujah. And the people of God got to have discernment. They can't have ears. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo,
see, God is
Jesus.
Trying to set this army up, put the army in position, glory to God, so we can go and get souls and go out and win souls. So
come on, come on.
Jesus, God is relying on us. There are people's lives that's dependent upon us, that God has ordained us.
Jesus. Glory.
It's a constant fight going on in the spirit realm because the enemy don't want you to do the assignment. The enemy
Come
don't
on.
Want you to carry out the vision that God has given unto you. Jesus, because the devil know once you exercising your faith, glory to God, that faith gonna cause you to tap into another world. You tapping into
Come
heaven.
Come on. Jesus. Go ahead, woman of God. Ah, yeah, don't go.
God, Jesus.
Woo, Lord, I love you today, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We got about our father's business. You know what, Pastor, you know, a woman of God, people ain't praying like they used to no more. People ain't
Come
fasting
on.
Like they used to. They're not shedding it. They're not putting the plate away. What happened? We getting away from what? That's what saved me. That's what's keeping me. Glory to God.
Yeah.
I know what tools I got to utilize to stay in the place that I'm in, to walk holy before the Lord. That's what keeps me sound and grounded in God.
Jesus.
But we have gotten so far away, glory to God, from the things that brings true holiness.
True holiness, ha! Huh? Glory to God.
Oh,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
See, people have that keeping power on this side. They don't have that greater one. Glory to God, they ain't got nothing to keep up.
Jesus.
Glory. This just blessed me. This evening, glory to God. I told my therapist, I said, physical therapist, I said, I can't be having it in the evening time because you've been cutting in and I'll be trying to get into here. Amen. With my spirit man to be fed.
Yes,
Lord.
Glory
to God. I know it's always be a fresh rhema word come forth on this line. And I thank God for allowing me to cross paths with such an anointing.
Jesus.
I appreciate God in your life.
Glory to God. Ah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Glory, if we just stay on our assignment, do what God have called us to do, we can take every city that God has put in our hand. If everybody stay focused and stay committed and stay faithful to their assignment. Jesus. When God allowed me to cross over and do this Blog Talk, the Lord told me, he said, now, this is a platform that I want you to use to allow women and men to come on the line and preach and teach the gospel. I don't want no debates. I don't want no arguing. I don't care what denomination there is. All I want them to do is preach and teach the gospel. That's it. That's it. So we don't get it. We don't get on no doctrinal points. Preach the gospel. The gospel is what saves, not what your beliefs are. Hallelujah. If you believe in Christ, believe also. What do you do? You believe God? Do you believe Jesus has sent his son to die? Do you believe that? Then if you believe that, you a friend of mine. Ha! That's all. Devils believe too. Hallelujah. They just can't live holy. Hey, the Messiah. Hi, the Messiah. So that's what the Lord, that's what I do, and I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I'd rather have somebody else speaking than me. Every day. That's just who I am. Hallelujah. When I have an opportunity, I just ask the Lord for grace to go forth. Amen. But I know one thing. They have people, as the woman of God said, that need this. You got folks that's tormented in their minds. They're surfing. They're on the internet looking. They can go back into these archives and pull up these messages. These messages are going to testify against us, those of us that have this privilege to come on and hear the word of God, and we're not making no changes in our lives. We're not overcoming. Hallelujah. We're not being delivered. We're still walking in our same old craftiness. We better wake up, because these messages, God going to pull them out. And he going to say on such and such date, Pastor Gloria, she going to be ministering to us on this topic, too, whenever her schedule permits, whenever she available, empowering souls for destiny. It's time for the saints, the people that are blood washed. It's time for us to take the city. Take the city. Go out. Go out in twos. Don't be intimidated. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about what somebody else doing. As long as they're working in God's vineyard, be supportive of them. But I'm going to tell y'all this, and I want y'all to know, I don't go on all these lines. I'm going to tell you, I'm very selective about the folks I listen to. Ah, Jesus. Very, very selective. And as I stated earlier, Pastor Gloria, we better keep our eyes on our leader as our leader keep their eyes on Jesus. Amen.
Yes,
follow your leader. Hallelujah. And that's what the people did. They followed Jesus. Their eyes was upon Jesus. Hallelujah. But we going somewhere everywhere, and God ain't in everywhere. He ain't in there. He's I'm not present. But his spirit don't dwell with everybody, Evangelist Worldly. You better try these spirits and see if it be a God. I tell God told me this month, that's all you do, empowering souls for death. He said, you get ready. You get ready. These women and men are going to be consecrated. They're going to be meditating on this word. And, God, I'm looking for the Holy Ghost to fall on some souls that don't know Jesus. It'll be like an Azusa Street experience. That's what I'm looking for, because that's what we need. That's what we need. Yes, all of being quiet is good, but guess what? For those walls of Jericho to fall down, the Lord ain't told them to be quiet. He said, march around the walls six times. And he said, on that seventh day, sound the trumpet. And he said, I want you to shout. Sometimes we got to shout for these walls to come now. We can't always be quiet. This is 15, 20 minutes, I'm gone. Now, sometimes God wants you to lay prostrate. Sometimes God don't even want a word to go forward. He just wants you to worship him. Glory to God. Woo, Jesus, I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. It's time to shout. It's time to shout these walls down. And the only way you're going to do that is you're going to have to follow the instructions. You need a manual, and the manual has already been prepared. We do not have to revise it. The Holy Bible, all we got to do is go to that manual, and there is something for everything that we encounter in this life. Hallelujah. Woo, thank God for Pastor Gloria being with us. We just love her. Just have a beautiful spirit doing a great work there in the Carolinas, also Georgia, and here in Louisiana, just doing a mighty, mighty work. Thank God for Sister Renita coming and offering assistance. And, of course, we certainly give salute and honor Sister Ruby, our co-host, who graciously opened up this switchboard and opened up this broadcast. We so appreciate our Evangelist Moody. Thank God for you. Sister T just been with us from the inception. I tell you, Lord, I just don't even know how to explain what God is going to do. God's getting ready to do something. He's getting ready to do something. But people of God, stay connected. Stay in the vine. Stay in the vine. There's nothing new under the sun. There ain't no new word. God ain't giving nobody no new word. He may give you a rhema. He may give you a logos. But all of that is still coming out the Bible. It ain't no new word. Ain't no new Holy Ghost. It's one Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So if you was able to speak once, you'll be able to speak again. So some of us need a refilling. If you haven't spoken tongues and haven't heard yourself speak, honey, you better get back. You need a refueling. All right. Oh, yeah. The Holy Ghost ain't dead. God haven't taken that gift away, because one thing about God, he's not an Indian giver. He said the Holy Ghost is sealed in you until the day of redemption. So it's sealed in you. It's sealed in it. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Woo, so y'all get ready this month. We're going to have some powerful speakers. I'm looking to be fed. Woo, I'm looking to be, oh, God, so charged up. You know, when you, Pastor Gloria, when you just, Jesus, I don't even know how to, it's indescribable when God puts something in your belly. Woo, Lord, when he birthed something in you, and you know, it's just like going through these labor pains. You don't want to deal with all of the suffering and what you're feeling, the uncomfortableness in your body and whatever. Oh, but after that birth, after you see that bundle of joy, you don't know Messiah. You ready to? You don't want nobody. The temple, you don't want nobody. You sometimes you don't even want folks to hold your newborn, because you're so happy, you're so excited that you were able to give precious life to that soul. And that's what God does for us when we stay connected to his will, not our will, but his will, his divine will. So I love you all. We're going to go to, thank you, Pastor Gloria, always. I just love her. I love her voice. She has such a special anointing, just so special. But we're going to go to Sister Ruby. Stay tuned. Apostle Anthony Hill is going to be with us tomorrow. Mighty man of God. Wednesday. Who was Wednesday? Prophetess Theodore Glover, all the way from Georgia. That's one of my cousins. Ah, hallelujah. I'm going to try to get Pastor McLemore, another firehouse. One of my cousins out of Montgomery, Alabama. I'm going to try to get her and see if she'll give us a day and come on. Bishop Alfred Singleton will be coming on. Bishop Blakes will be on. Amen. Dr. Singleton will be on. Pastor Beatrice. Pastor Tajana out of Atlanta. Did I miss anybody? Lady Antoinette Singleton. All of the speakers that's coming for the crusade, they will be with us one day this month. I don't know when, but we have the lineup already for this week, and then we're going to work on next week as we continue on. Amen. So I didn't see Prophet Michael dropped off, Sister Ruby. So we're going to Sister Ruby for our final comments, and we're going to ask Pastor Smith, if she can, to close us out with a word of prayer and anything that the Lord may lay on our heart to say to the people. Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. That was a word, a double, triple rhema word. The Lord just want us to know that we got to serve him in the beauty of holiness and righteousness and follow these 66 books of the Bible, not man. So you brought the word, Evangelist Bernard. What can you say? Ain't no more to say, but I can say that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, he's faithful. And you know what? He's always given us a warning to check out and get it right. And he's always so kind and merciful before he put any judgment on any of his people. He sent a word, you know, to encourage, to enhance. Like she went with this new destiny. She went with Empowering Souls for Ministry. Evangelist Bernard had that on this broadcast. Over 2 years and 6 months, going on seven.
Mm-hmm.
We always say, time of reflection. I love reflection. With New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. And the Lord let her use that to empower the souls for destiny this whole month. Isn't that awesome? Where she had it on there. But it's just anointed, and it say here, you know, I just get excited, enriched. She got all these ease, encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually. And she preached it to death. The Holy Ghost let her right there and told us how to do it. And then she went through the Bible and say, once you get the Holy Ghost, they went to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth, and went to the uttermost parts. Yeah. So I say, Lord, I thank you, for it was anointed. It truly was anointed. Evangelist Bernard, the Lord used her mightily. But he also sent us out a message. If we're not right and our heart is not right, get right.
Get right.
There and you're witnessing and this and that and all it. You got to see, is your heart right? Are you lying? Because it's something to say, well, okay, I'm a preach and teach, but then how are you living? Are you examining yourself? So that I say, Lord, I thank you for the word, because, you know, I'm always saying that I'm examining myself. And he sent that rhema word, but he also told us to examine ourselves and see if we're in the faith. And if we're in the faith, are we living? Am I living holy? I'm talking about me now. I ain't talking about y'all. Am I doing what the Bible say do, the 66 books of life? So I thank the Lord for Evangelist Bernard bringing the word. It was truly anointed. And on time, as this crusade go on, but I thank my Lord and Savior for bringing the word to me to check and examine myself, too, to see and get it right. If it's something lumped up in that heart, to pile out repent and get it right before I can put on some tennis or I can put on some shoes and go out and knock on doors or go in the building or whatever and think I'm doing something for the Lord. I ain't doing nothing but for myself because I ain't right in his eyes.
Mm.
I say, Lord, I thank you, because he always sending a rhema word, but he also attaching it to us, too, and how our lives. So God bless you, God bless.
All right, Sister Ruby, thank you. Pastor Gloria, are you still able to talk?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. We love you so much.
Love you, too.
Did you have anything you'd like to impart to the people, anything you'd like to say to the people? You can do so at this time. You have encouraged me.
God, everything that has went forward today, hallelujah, glory God. I admonish the people to just stay in the press, stay divinely connected, stay upon a certain word. Stay up under God ordained leadership. We bless your name, God, for everything
thank
you said
God.
And done on this line, Lord God.
Yes,
Baba,
Lord.
Thank God for the angels. Lord God, we lift them up
thank
to you, God.
You.
Father, I hold the woman of God up in prayer, God. I pray
her strength,
I pray her strength be renewed, Lord God.
Yes,
in the name
God.
Of
Hallelujah.
Jesus, everything she's standing in. God, I decree and declare that her needs be met, Father. Oh, God, we pray a blood covering over, Lord God. Hallowed from the enemy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we denounce the attack of the devil that's trying to rise up against her assignment, rise up against her vision, rise up against her walk. We paralyze his plans in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I bless your holy name for her life, Father. I thank God. I bless you for the radio step. I thank you now, God. But Sister Ruby, Lord, we hold her up before you. Oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus. God, we need to lay her on the wall, God. And God, I pray now, that you continue to have your way in their lives. Oh, God, give them heart desires in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for that word to come and check us, Lord. Oh, God, I pray now that you wash us in your blood. Oh, God, Father, cleanse our minds through your blood. Keep us with clarity of thought.
Oh, God,
be sound and sober-minded. In the name of Jesus. Those that need refilling, Lord, that you will feel them, God. Refill, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I bless you. God, them that feel God stir up the gift, evil the most,
Lord.
Oh, God, we need your Holy Spirit. We need your power, God. Come on, thank you, anointed. God, in God, let them all shut there. Feel us, Jesus, oh, God. Healing in your blood. In the name of Jesus, God, we desire to be more like you, God. Oh, God, search us, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Because I want them to know if they need some prayer and they need something else later on in the evening, give them your time and that number. And I tell you, you will be blessed. I go on and listen to this woman of God. Amen. And Pastor Miracle, too, she'll be speaking for us one day next week. So our prophetess Darlene, too, I go on her line from time to time. So I'm telling you, Pastor Gloria, get on that line. You'll be blessed. For the more.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, God.
Ah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Give God a wave offering. Just tell him, thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And she's on Facebook. Her name is Gloria, the initial H, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Amen. Send a friend request. Amen. And she certainly will pray for you. But give them your information, Pastor Smith.
Okay. The lifeline number is 712-432-0393. That's 712-432-0393. 3. And the pin code is 992761. 992761. Number again is 712-432-0393. The pin is 992761. And we on Central Standard Time at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. We on for 10 p.m. Right now we're currently on Monday through Thursdays. Fridays we're off. Took a sabbatical on Friday till the summer is over.
Good.
So we on Monday through Thursday up until right after Labor Day. Then we'll be back to resume our regular schedule of Monday through Friday, same time. Thank you for allowing me to share.
All right. That's 7 o'clock California time, Sister Ruby. Amen. So we want those in California to know that's 7 o'clock their time. And, again, that's 9 Central and 10 o'clock Eastern time. So she's on Monday through Thursday if you ever want some prayer. Amen. And we're off the line. I encourage you to get on that line. You will certainly be blessed. So God bless you all. We look forward to seeing you for the rest of the week. Invite someone to come in, come on the line, especially somebody that's struggling. Amen. Struggling and they're down and they just having some situations. Invite them to come on the line and hear a word from the Lord. Amen. I will tell you they won't ever be the same because God will certainly have a word for them. So invite some people to come on the line and listen to this word of God. This whole month of August, we're going to be dealing with the same subject matter, empowering souls for destiny. Amen. So we'll see you all on tomorrow. Be blessed. I'll be on the line tonight, Pastor Gloria.
All right.
All right, Evangelist Moody. Another line. Matter of fact, I'm going to get her flyer off of her page, and I will be sharing it on my page so you all will see it in case you forget the number. I will be sharing it soon as we get offline. All right. God bless you. Love you all. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name. All right. God bless you, Sister Renita.
Hallelujah.
I didn't see my sister on the line today, Sister Ruby.
No, she wasn't on. Well, she didn't come on today.
Dawn. All right. I'm going to have to call her. Okay. Yeah. God bless you. You can take us on out, Sister Ruby.
Okay. That word was so powerful. We all in the church. Let the church say it.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word is. Help me, Lord.
church say? Oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church say, amen, say, let the church say. Let the church say, all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so let the church say, oh, let the whole church say, God has spoken. Well, 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 let the church, let the church say, let the church say.
Amen by Marvin Wyman. Okay, God bless. See you tomorrow.